This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Why did the Church of God proclaim for more than several decades that Great Britain will leave Europe? How could we be that confident about developments which are taking place right now as I speak? You see, when you go back in time, you will find an article which Herbert W. Armstrong, the human leader of the Worldwide Church of God who died in 1986, wrote in 1973. And in that article, he talked about the fact that Britain had just joined the European community. And he said, Britain will be faced with a dilemma. And then he pointed out that Britain will leave Europe again. As early as 1956, he wrote that the Germans are coming back from the destruction of World War II in breathtaking manner. Germany is the economic and military heart of Europe. Probably Germany will lead and dominate the upcoming United States of Europe, but Britain will be no part of it. Britain will be no part of it. How could he be that confident? How could he be that determinative? Well, we are seeing right now that what we have been saying for so many years is coming to pass. Here's an article by Der Spiegel Online, the most influential German magazine, writing on June 3. Following last week's elections for the European Parliament, Europe finds itself at a historical turning point. It faces two questions. The first is that of how seriously the European Union is about its promise to become more democratic. The second is whether Britain can remain a member of the EU. It goes on to say that Prime Minister David Cameron refused to recognize the results of the European election and nominate winner Jean-Claude Juncker as President of the European Commission, the EU's executive. The crisis in Europe and European democracy is a consequence of an unsettled relationship, the magazine writes. Both the EU and Britain have perceived their relations as a burden in recent years. People in Brussels suffer under a London that is constantly thwarting European unity, that has slammed the brakes on progress and has doggedly prevented a deepening of relations. In Britain, people suffer under the EU itself. It's a chronic suffering, one without any prospects of relief. Great Britain and the EU are like a couple that make each other unhappy, but shy away from doing anything about it. To be sure, it would be a tragedy if Britain were to leave the European Union, a political, economic, and cultural loss. Indeed, the British are to be credited with much of that which makes the continent so special today and of which people are so proud. They introduced democracy at a time when absolutism prevailed in Europe. They showed us the advantages of an economic liberalism that ultimately transformed Europe into a prosperous continent. At all times, the British have provided us with cultural enrichment. However, Great Britain has never had an appetite for European integration. In addition, one must not forget the fact that Britain wants to maintain a special relationship with the United States, one that is also intended to provide a counterweight to the European Union. Regardless, the magazine goes on to say, Europe has taken British sensitivities and particularities into account long enough. The EU has itself allowed to be blackmailed and made to look like a fool time and again. It was patient to the point of self-denial. For decades, England was forgiven for every veto it cast. Every special wish was granted. The country is more distant from the EU today than it has ever been. The time has now come for a clarification. Britain is important, to be sure, but the choice between a more democratic EU and Britain's continued membership is clear. Europe must choose democracy. Now, that is a very lengthy article in Der Spiegel Online, which I quoted a few excerpts from, to give you a flavor as to what is actually happening in Europe, in Britain, in Germany. The Daily Mail wrote on June 5, a former French prime minister has angrily called on Britain to leave the European Union, to stop it dying. Michel Rocard said the UK had only joined the EU to help big business and called on it to leave before it causes more damage. The British paper The Guardian had this to say on June 6. In Germany, it has been a week of unusually candid words about Britain's future in the European Union. If the Brits want to go their own way and leave the EU, let them, said Hans-Peter Uhl, a politician from Angela Merkel's sister party, the Bavarian CSU. Yasmin Fahimi, the general secretary of the Social Democrats, said it was farcical that EU leaders were allowing themselves to be blackmailed by a country which doesn't understand Europe and rails against Europe's success in order to improve its national profile. We have come to realize that Germany and Britain really have quite a different understanding of democracy at European level, said Nikolai von Ondarza, a senior associate at the German Institute for International and Security Affairs. Sociologist Ulrich Beck told The Guardian that Great Britain plays a very ambivalent role because it never took the European elections seriously in the first place, but now finds itself in the anti-democratic camp. Beck suggests that the background to the current tension between Germany and Britain is that many feel that the UK's relationship with the EU has reached a breaking point. That my way or the highway strategy that Margaret Thatcher pioneered is certainly getting on a lot of Germans' nerves, because they feel Cameron is constantly setting ultimatums rather than trying to seek a compromise, said Thomas Matusek, a former German ambassador to Britain. And then listen to this article by the EU Observer, dated June 6. EU Commission President hopeful Jean-Claude Juncker complained about a negative campaign in the British media. The British tabloid The Sun on Tuesday listed 6 reasons why Juncker is the most dangerous man in Europe. Obama also weighed in on the debate, warning against Britain leaving the EU. It's always encouraging for us to know, for us Americans that is, that Britain has a seat at the table in the wider European project. It would be difficult to imagine that project going well in the absence of Great Britain, Obama said. Now, we are publishing a weekly update. And in this weekly update, and you can receive a copy of it via email, you just have to order it, just send us your email address. In that weekly update, we have quoted these articles, and a lot more, and we have also made our own comments. And here's what we said. Britain will leave the EU. It is just a matter of time. The idea that Juncker is the most dangerous man in Europe is, of course, far-fetched. But the Bible prophesies that a powerful political leader of German or Austrian descent will arise in Europe, and he will become one of the 2 most dangerous men in Europe, the other one being a false religious leader. Now, if you want to know more about that aspect of it, we have a free booklet prepared. And this free booklet is yours for the asking. It's entitled The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. And this booklet will show you from the pages of the Bible, from the pages of history, from the pages of archaeology, that what we have just said and quoted to you is absolutely true. 2 powerful men will arise in Europe. And you need to know who they are. You need to know what they represent. You need to know what the unification of Europe you hear about is all about. How does the Bible prophesy it? What does the Bible say about it? But let's go back to our original question. How did the Church of God know that ultimately Great Britain is not going to be part of Europe? You see, the Bible prophesies ultimately the relationship and unification of 10 nations or groups of nations. 10. Not 11, not 12, not 15, not 28. 10. But these 10 nations or groups of nations will give their power and their authority to this very charismatic, political, military leader of German or Austrian descent called the Beast, called the King of the North in the Bible. And we also read in Scripture that the relationship between the United States of Europe, at least those 10 nations or groups of nations, and Great Britain will deteriorate as a relationship between Europe and the United States of America will deteriorate. And the Bible makes this very clear. And we have prepared another booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, a booklet which you must have if you want to understand biblical prophecy, if you want to understand what is happening in the world today, if you want to understand why we are reading about the deteriorating relationship between especially Germany and Great Britain, and Europe and Great Britain, and why we can confidently say to you that ultimately Great Britain is going to leave Europe or being pushed out by the Europeans, and why we can confidently say that there is going to be a false prophet, and that there is going to be a charismatic political leader called the Beast, and that they will arise in Europe, and that this beast is going to be of German or Austrian descent. Our booklets prove this to you from your Bible. You need to understand, of course, where those scriptures are and what they mean and how they relate to the times we are living in today. And you actually do need our weekly update, because this weekly update has Bible studies in it. It has editorials in it. It has also a large portion of it pertaining to current events, world events, in the light of biblical prophecies. Not the kind of news you hear on television these days, which are totally useless, which are absolute waste of time, which don't show you anything important. No, you need to know which news are really and is really important in the light of biblical prophecy. And our update, and I dare to say only our update, is telling you these things on a weekly basis. So you just need to know and need to have this information. And I challenge you to check up on us. I challenge you to order these booklets I have quoted today, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, and also the 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire, and also our weekly update, and check us out. Read this material in comparison with the Bible and see whether what we are telling you is true. Now, we have been telling you a lot of things over the years which have already come true, but there's more to come. And you need to know where the truth is being preached and why. So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.